Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. Mark Edge for Free Talk Live here at Freedom Fest. I'm talking to a guy who I've known for years. His name is Mike Cobb, and his organization is ECI Development. Is that right, Mike?
Got it. You got it, Mark. That's right.
So tell me what ECI does, because I know, but my listeners don't.
We deliver inspired lifestyles for adventurous souls, and we do that throughout Latin America, now Europe. We just picked up a villa in the Azores, Portugal, last week, so we're brand new in Europe, which is very exciting. But what our real core business has been building resort communities for North Americans who want to live south of the border, and this idea of adventurous soul and an inspired lifestyle, you know, intentional communities has been, I don't know, the word's kind of been maybe sidelined a little bit, but what we really do is build communities of people who are like-minded, many freedom lovers. You've seen us here in Anarchapulco and other events for years and decades, right? We've been in business 26 years, and so we've really been able to build communities of similar-minded folks, freedom-oriented communities in Latin America, and it's wonderful.
I think one of the things that people are going to think is, what's it like for me to go to a place where I don't speak the same language they do?
Well, good question. You know, there are a couple countries in the Caribbean and Central America that are English-speaking, which are easy. I always say that Belize is actually the easiest first step for many people going south of the border because English is the official language. All the contracts are legal in English. It's common law, so it's very familiar. Some of the Caribbean islands as well. But when you move into Mexico and the Latin part of Latin America, now you're into Spanish, you're into legal documents in Spanish, you're into civil law, which is a little bit unfamiliar. So It can be intimidating, but when I moved to Nicaragua with my wife and my 2-year-old daughter in 2002, I spoke no Spanish, none, zero. And so for me, I understood that it's what I had to do. It was my job. I had to go do it. But what I found was it was a lot easier to get around than I thought it would be. I learned enough Spanish within a couple months that I could, you know, get myself in trouble, but not get out of trouble, of course. I would never have that be an issue to prevent somebody from moving. I know you're working on Honduras. You got a beautiful property there. You've got the nucleus of a real freedom-oriented community. And for people who are thinking, oh, Honduras, it's Spanish, I don't know. Like, forget that. Just take the plunge. People really, you can learn enough Spanish to get by, and most people speak English to some degree. So it's really not a big issue.
What about the danger aspect? When Americans think about Honduras, Nicaragua, they think about even Mexico to some extent. Mexico's a gigantic place, and to think one thing about Mexico is just shows the ignorance of anybody who's doing it. They think about these places, and there's fear. We've been told our whole lives that these are dangerous places, and there's evidence. There's news stories coming out, you know, there's people's heads lined up on sidewalks and a variety of, you know, horrifying things that are happening out there. Now, they don't show you what's happening in, you know, some of the bad places in the United States, but yeah, I mean, how do you address that?
Sure. My simple, easy answer is that crime is local, right? You could say that the United States, let me make it even a little more local, you could say Chicago is an extremely dangerous place. And that's a true statement, or it's not a true statement, depending on what part of Chicago you're in and what activities you're engaged in as well. And so if you are out looking for drugs at 4 o'clock in the morning in some parts of Chicago, you know what? It's probably pretty dangerous, and like, you might get in trouble and you might get killed. If you're in the drug trade in Chicago, there's a pretty good chance that, you know, you're going to have a short life expectancy, right? And so same thing is true in Honduras. Honduras is not one thing. There are parts of Honduras that are very dangerous, very small neighborhoods. And what we know, what we absolutely know empirically, is that if you take out a few neighborhoods from the crime statistics, countries like Nicaragua, countries like Honduras and others, the crime rate drops to some, just what I'm going to call average level. The lightning can strike anywhere it does, right? So whatever, the lightning strike kind of numbers, right? So same thing would be true in Chicago. If you took out a few zip codes in Chicago, the crime rate in Chicago would look very good, very low, right? So again, crime is local. The type of business we're in, drug business, whatever, right, would be one. And the type of activities we engage in as individuals. If we're out looking for drugs at 4 in the morning, we're probably not in the best neighborhoods, right? So, again, those are the kinds of things that impact crime. So if you're the kind of person who says, you know what, I just want to have a great life, I'm not going to be looking for drugs at 4 in the morning, I'm not going to get in the drug business, you know what, you're probably pretty safe in Honduras, you're pretty safe in Nicaragua, you're pretty safe almost anywhere.
Yep, the United States too. Right, there was a terrible case in Acapulco where, by the way, HBO's The Anarchist is probably Anarchists is going to be focusing on this particular issue, is that there was a shooting in Acapulco, and it was some people who went down to be part of Anarchapulco and this whole thing, and as I understand, there were drugs involved. It's really good advice. Wherever you are, is that if you're going to participate in mind-altering substances, period, that you do it, you find some cushion, some go-between in between you and whatever this world is, and don't let it control you. But, you know, humans being what they are, they want to make generalizations about places.
Because it's easy. Look, if we just say, oh, Honduras is dangerous, right, then we don't have to really think about it at all. We can really, you know, move our brain somewhere else. But the point is if where if, look, freedom and personal responsibility are two sides of the same coin, right? If we want to be free, we have to take personal responsibility to do our own due diligence, to look at the numbers, to be empirical, to be rational. Because if we're not, then we're just crazy free, which, you know, who I don't know. I mean, some people are crazy free, of course, right? And that's okay, too, if they want to be. But my personal mantra is that personal responsibility is the element that gives us real, true freedom. And, you know, and I've written this consumer resource guide. I got a copy of it here. I carry it around. This consumer resource guide helps us move from the land, the nanny state of the United States and Canada, where we've got regulatory bodies, we've got truth in lending, truth in advertising laws, right? We've got all these consumer advocacy groups, right? We are this nanny state, nurtured, pampered, protected society, right? It is seller beware. That is the U.S. and Canada. Seller beware. Lemon laws, right? I mean, okay. You move outside the U.S. and Canada, and all of a sudden you're moving into the world of buyer beware. Well, we don't know how to act. And I mean, if we just go on autopilot, which most of us do, we're in trouble because we do not know how to ask the kinds of questions. We don't know how to do the kinds of due diligence. We don't know how to think appropriately in a buyer beware environment. And so we created the consumer resource guide for folks so that all of a sudden people could go, oh yeah, you know what, here's how I think. We have 15 questions we should ask when we buy property overseas. But the whole gearing of this book that we put together, it's a book, is to help people begin to think differently. How do I take this idea of personal responsibility? I get it. Okay, freedom's wonderful. I don't want a nanny state. I want to live where I'm free to be a free actor, right? But conversely, or on the other side of that coin, how do I think differently in that environment? And that's tough for many people, that adjustment, right? But once these 15 questions that we put together, once people go, oh, I see these 15 questions, that's just the beginning. It's a way to frame our way of thinking, and it's important. It's very important. If we want to be free individuals, we must be personally responsible for the outcomes of our actions, but also the actions of others, you know, to us in circumstances.
Yeah, when it comes down to it, you need a helping hand. You need somebody to lead you into this area, because there's a lot of advantages in living in Latin America, and you know, Americans are inculcated with the idea that this is the only place to live, and it's the land of the free and the home of the brave. Those are the things we're told. Well, it's just none of those things are true, right? It's just you're not going to be as free in many cases inside the United States as you are going to be outside. And, you know, it's just a chauvinistic attitude. So, but you do need help. I mean, there's a lot of people who've had bad experiences going down to Latin America, and for very good reason, they're like, I'm never going to do it again. Well, that's because you tried something one time, and your mistake was costly, and you're not going to use the information that you've learned in order to solve the problem. And I get it, but you help people not make those first bad, costly mistakes.
What we say is we help people get it right the first time.
How do they get a hold of you?
Easy. I send us an email, info@ecidevelopment.com. Write in the subject line, you know, Free Talk Live, Mark Edge, whatever you want to write, and then consumer guide, right? I want to know that folks were listening to this podcast, this radio program. Again, Free Talk in the subject line, consumer guide. The email is info@ecidevelopment.com. CRIDevelopment.com. We will send you the download to the Consumer Resource Guide. It's a free resource. It will help you get it right the first time.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Mark Edge here at Freedom Fest for Free Talk Live, doing interviews all day, and it has been, you know, it's been a lot of fun. Today I've got with me a longtime listener of Free Talk Live, Stephen Villay, and Stephen, you're here to talk about your new Club 75 Alliance. Tell me about it.
Hi, yes. Club 75 refers to people whose income is $75,000 or higher, and they are paying 90% of all federal income tax, but they're only 29% of taxpayers, so they don't have the votes to stop it or even control it. So I'm trying to encourage those people to move to New Hampshire and work with me to negotiate peaceful secession.
So I was just talking to Carla Garricky, or Garrick, I believe is what she's going with, about secession. And I can say that I support nullification for New Hampshire. I think that secession is a bit of outside the realm of possibility. Can you see how nullification might work to some extent on a state level to ease the tax burden on people who honestly just don't get good representation?
It could be, but I have more ambitious plans. My tagline is opting out of income tax. It's not just for millionaires. So look at what millionaires can do. They can move to countries like Monaco and the Bahamas. They don't have to nullify. They don't have to sneak around. They don't have to hide their transactions with crypto. They can travel the world and say, hey, everybody, I don't have to pay income tax, and nobody can stop me. I want the same thing for non-millionaires. And it's going to take some work to do that. We're going to need to build up an unusual population mix. People who, an awful lot of Club 75ers, the people who don't benefit from income tax, and get them together and just tell the world we want out, and we do. And the argument we're going to make is we, the federal government, lacks the consent of the governed in New Hampshire.
Yeah, it's interesting how people who don't pay income tax, and there are a lot of them. Basically, if you're making less than $75,000 a year, you are not paying much income tax, if any at all. Now, I understand you're paying FICA, you're paying for Social Security, you're paying for Medicare and a variety of other things, and that may seem like income tax to you, but it's not federal income tax by its name. And, you know, in many cases, those people want to have a vote. Why wouldn't you want to have a vote? Everybody wants to have a vote. If we went outside of the United States and we asked about all those people, would you like to vote on the president and the politicians in the United States? Would you like a say? Their answer would be yes, absolutely. But if you're not paying for it, like, the answer is who pays the bills here?
Yes, exactly. So we want to basically say, hey, you want big government? The other 49 states are for you. Keep your big government, keep paying that income tax, but we want New Hampshire to be the place for people who prefer no income tax. So we want to be a separate country, kind of like a Monaco for the rest of us. You can think of it that way.
Yeah, Monaco's an interesting case, and, you know, the Monegas, the people who are from there, and it's very difficult. I mean, you know, you have a kid outside of Monaco, even if you're Monegas, and, you know, you better make sure you fill out your paperwork. But the Monegas, they live a life of complete pampered ease. They're cradle to grave, taken care of by the state. There's just very, very few of them. Now, they let anybody else come in there, and the tax burden's quite low, but those people basically fund gambling and a variety of other things fund the lifestyle of the Monegas.
Yes. The other thing to keep in mind about Monaco is if you want to move there, you pretty much have to be a millionaire. The actual rule is you need to deposit 500,000 euros in a Monaco bank. So if you can do that, you pretty much have to be a millionaire. So we want to make that same no income tax freedom available to non-millionaires.
So. The there's some old joke on the internet where they talk about 10 people going to a bar and having dinner and drinks, and the bar tab coming back, and they split up the bar tab the way that they split up United States federal income, and basically one guy pays almost the entire bar tab. So if you're in the top 10% of earners, and I presume that's about where 75,000 people, people who make $75,000 a year are, if you're in the top 10%, you're paying for 90% of the federal income tax, which is a large portion of the federal budget.
Right. Yeah, actually, it works out to 29%, but you're right. It is 90% of federal income tax. One of our characters in the video that we have is a woman named Alice. She's an investor, and she's making $5.5 million or so a year. So she's in the top 0.03% of taxpayers, but that group is paying 13% of all federal income tax. So give you an idea of how lopsided things are.
Yeah, it's very, very lopsided when it happens. So where can people find out more?
Club75alliance.com.
Yeah, I think it's exciting, and I hope you can get these people together. There should be a tax union for these kind of people, and I think it's just, you know, I have a family, right? And in my family, the way we used to run things is you know, we got two adults that make decisions. We talk to the kid about what it is he'd like to see and what he'd like to do. But I gotta say, his decision making was disproportionately you know, decided around Legos and candy. You know, like, these aren't good things to be making decisions on. Would you like to brush your teeth now, or would you like some candy? Well, you know, these are bad decisions. And so when you go ask people who, you know, only benefit from a government program and never have to pay for it, what they think about that government program, they may think it's inefficient, they may be upset about the service, but they certainly don't want to do away with it because they like the free money.
Exactly, yes. So we want the rest of the 49 states should go doing that, keep doing that thing, and we want New Hampshire to be the place for people who don't want income tax. So.
Yeah, so you know, ultimately, with when you have irresponsibility, you're going to have people acting in an irresponsible fashion. And what we've been taught, we know the government's inefficient. We know that most of the taxes that are paid never trickle down to the individuals that they're supposed to trickle down to. Oh, the poor, the old, the children. You know, like, there's these huge bureaucracies. The money's wasted, disappears. Joe Biden sends it to Ukraine. Whatever the situation might be, it doesn't make it. And but if you were to ask somebody who has been inculcated with this system for, you know, a very long time, would you like one-tenth of the money that we steal from rich people? Remember, rich people are bad. You know, yeah, sure, they make our society run, but they're bad.
Yeah, so a big part of the message that I'm trying to get across is rich people are not bad. I mean, we have this, one of the characters, this Alice that I was talking about, we're trying to show that she's not a bad, evil person for wanting to save money. In fact, she's very generous, and so we're showing that even a very generous person has a reason to want to opt out of income tax.
And so you can find more out about Alice, too, at Club75Alliance.com?
Yes, exactly. Right now it's under construction, but you can see a video. It's about 45 minutes long that explains pretty much everything I've been discussing.
Right, so it's Club75Alliance.com. Steve Valet, I really appreciate your time here, Club75Alliance.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Justice Department has filed a motion in the Southern District of Florida to unseal a search warrant and property receipt relating to a court-approved search that the FBI conducted earlier this week.
Attorney General Merrick Garland speaking regarding the warrant on former President Trump's South Florida home. The AG also saying he personally approved the decision to seek that warrant. Soaring inflation is leading more Americans to tap into their savings to make ends meet. That's according to a survey from New York Life. The life insurance company found 36% of respondents dipped into their savings during the first half of the year as inflation grips the country. The average amount was $617. Mixed bag on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 27 points, the S&P and NASDAQ losing. USA Radio News. The Department of Justice is suing former Trump advisor Peter Navarro over his refusal to turn over private emails that he allegedly used to conduct White House business when Trump was president. Navarro is under indictment after refusing to comply with a subpoena from the January 6th committee.
I, Peter Navarro, am the only senior White House advisor in the history of this republic ever been criminally charged in this manner.
A funeral was held Thursday for late Indiana Congresswoman Jackie Walorski. The Republican was killed in a crash last week. Walorski was coming up on a decade of service in the House. LIV Golf is accusing the PGA Tour of getting Tiger Woods to criticize players who jump ship to the Saudi-backed tour. A lawsuit filed by the golfers who made the switch to LIV claims the PGA got Woods to do its bidding by suggesting they would never play in the Masters, Open, or other majors. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Mark Edge for Free Talk Live, coming to you from Freedom Fest. And I'm doing a bunch of recorded interviews here. I grabbed Mindy Gayer from the Intrust Group because I think that this is something that's important for all Americans to understand. We've all got to save for retirement. The government, Social Security, is not going to save you. You're going to be eating Alpo and living in the hood if you trust the government to handle your retirement. So IRAs are important. And what the Intrust Group does is give you the ability to invest in just about anything. Mindy, tell me about it.
Yes, thank you, Mark, for having me here today. So the Intrust Group are self-directed IRA record keepers and custodians. And with that, that essentially gives you the ability to invest in all sorts of alternatives, things like real estate or startup companies, any sort of private equity, private debt, cryptocurrencies, precious metals. The spectrum of what you can invest in is actually very broad. The key is that it has to be for investment purposes. And by having an alternative retirement account, this allows you to further diversify your retirement portfolio, which a lot of individuals think that they're stuck in the stock market of stocks, bonds, mutual funds. So this world of alternatives does exist. The key is having your retirement account with a custodian that is willing to hold those types of assets. So your standard custodians like TD Ameritrade, Charles Schwab, they might say they have a self-directed account, but you're still limited to stocks, bonds, mutual funds. The key is having your account with a custodian who holds the alternatives. So that's how you're able to actually invest in the alternative class.
So I mean, obviously, it makes sense to have a certain amount of your portfolio in, you know, say stocks, bonds, you know, maybe some real estate, some REITs. You know, who knows what they all are? And we're not trying to give advice here today on what you should do. But you know, there's probably should be some riskier, you know, investments and some ones that have far less risk. I guess what my question is do you just handle the high risk stuff, or is it that, you know, I have two IRAs, one with Schwab, you mentioned, and one with you, or do I have it with you, and then you can help me to invest in the stocks and the bonds and that kind of thing?
Yep, that's a really great question. So Intrust, we are strictly the record keeper and custodian, so we don't provide any sort of investment advice, tax advice, or legal advice. Now, you asked the question about do we only hold riskier assets or less risky assets. That's completely up to you. You are your own fiduciary of your retirement account. I will say self-directed IRAs are not for everyone. Because you are your own fiduciary, you should have a complete understanding of the types of assets that you're investing in, and you should understand the risks and returns that are associated with those types of assets. So again, you are your own fiduciary, so it's up to you to determine if you want to invest in riskier assets or less risky assets.
I've been working at more than one place, and I've got more than one IRA. Some of them are with organizations where I can go online and I can change, you know, what stocks and what mutual funds I'm in at any given time. Other IRAs are things that I barely ever remember, and then they just pop up every year with some, you know, note letting me know what's going on. How does yours work? So, I mean, is there a website where I can, you know, change the stocks I'm invested in that moment, or is it more, like, I just don't get it.
Yep, absolutely. So this is a very different type of industry than your standard stocks, bonds, mutual funds. So you are your own fiduciary, so you are directing us as the record keeper and custodian on the assets that you're investing in. So you're picking the asset. Let's say, for example, you see a piece of real estate and you decide to do a fix and flip, and you want to do that inside of your IRA. You are going to direct us on the piece of property that you're purchasing. We, as the custodian and record keeper, will process that paperwork on your behalf, and then we are holding that piece of property inside of your IRA. We're doing the record keeping and reporting to the IRS so that it stays within that tax sheltered account.
So this is amazing, and this is a really great tool for you know, somebody who wants to take control of their retirement and have money when they retire to be able to benefit from. And you could do that, use this for like you said, a fix and flip property. You could do this for cryptocurrency. You said you had a guy who did it on a racehorse.
Yep, we actually. So the spectrum of what you can invest in is so broad. There's literally only three different things that you are not allowed to invest in. No life insurance, no collectibles, and no S corporation. So that leaves everything else as an option to invest in. As you mentioned, we did have a gentleman that invested in a racehorse years ago inside of his IRA. We also have clients that invest in, let's say, like a yacht. Again, for investment purposes, so you can't personally use the yacht, but if you're renting it out to individuals, all of that income is going right back into your IRA account.
So if you rented the yacht, just out of curiosity, I mean, you brought up yachts, I'm interested. You simply can't go on your own yacht for a trip? I mean, what if I don't have anybody scheduled for this next weekend? It seems like I should, at the very least, be able to rent from myself.
Yeah, that's a great comment, and I have clients that ask me that all the time. The IRS says that as long as your IRA is the owner of that asset, it is completely hands-off. So every transaction must be at arm's length. No self-dealing, no sweat equity can be put into the asset. So it's essentially the IRS's asset, not yours, because it's in the name of your IRA. So as long as your IRA owns the asset, everything must be at arm's length.
So I'd like you to explain the difference between a Roth IRA and your standard IRA, and tell me if you guys offer those things and how that would work with tax deferral before and after.
Yep, absolutely. So we actually have seven different accounts that you can self-direct. There's a traditional IRA, Roth IRA, SEP IRA, Simple IRA, Solo 401k, ESA, and HSA. So all seven of those types of accounts can be self-directed. Now, with that being said, a traditional IRA at Intrust that's self-directed has the exact same characteristics as a traditional IRA at, let's say, Charles Schwab. What is different about it is it's the custodian that dictates what you can and can't invest in. So, for example, again, at Fidelity, let's say that you want to buy a house inside of your IRA. Today you heard that Mark and I talk about that you can buy a house inside of your IRA. You go to Fidelity and you tell them, I heard I can buy a piece of property inside of my IRA. They're going to tell you, no, you can't. And that's true. You can't with them. You can inside of your IRA, but you have to have your money with a custodian who holds those assets. So all of our accounts have the exact same characteristics as your standard type of account. It's just that we allow you to invest in those alternatives. So RMDs are the same. Contribution limits are the same. Everything's the same in regards to that type of account specifically.
Right. Just because the Fidelity account isn't limited by law to not having these things doesn't mean that the company that Fidelity that we're talking about here, I'm not trying to diss on Fidelity. I don't care in particular where you've got your IRA. But just because they aren't able to offer it and they can't offer it inside of their own rules doesn't mean that you can't do it. In the same way that if you go to a taxi cab driver and ask him to drive you from here to Hawaii, he can't do it. But if you go to a private pilot, he can. And they're both, you know, transportation companies, transportation offers. So how do people get a hold of you, Mindy Gayer?
Yep. So you can reach me via email. My email address is mgayer@theintrustgroup.com, or more than happy to take phone calls as well. My telephone number is 615-900-4015, or you can always reach out to me on LinkedIn as well. I'm always available.
So tell me about this guy who bought a racehorse as part of his investment. Did it work out for him? I mean, I don't know.
I actually didn't follow it. It was years ago before I was with the company. But I've just heard our CEO mention that story several times.
It's a great story. I'm curious. You say no collectibles, but, I mean, it seems like if you invested in, say, Captain America number one, that one could presume that this asset would increase in value. Is that why is that? What is that about?
So that's a great question. There has been some debate on what is actually considered to be a collectible. Basically, if you cannot assign a value to the asset, a specific value, then it's considered to be a collectible. So, for example, like a rug collection or an alcohol collection or a stamp collection, coin collection, there is a caveat to the coin collection because precious metals are allowed as long as they are IRA-approved metals. But those types of collectibles are not going to be allowed. Now, with that being said, for example, alcohol collection is not allowed, but if you wanted to invest in, let's say, a winery or a brewery, that would be allowed because you are now investing in a business, not an actual bottle of wine or a case of beer.
So, again, it's Mindy Gayer and The Entrust Group. What's the website again?
TheEntrustGroup.com.
Perfect. Thank you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Mark Edge, Free Talk Live here at Freedom Fest. It's been a really great time here and doing lots of interviews. Got with me Stephen Kendrella. Stephen, you're from Virtual Interactive Technologies, which is a video game company.
Correct, Mark. Thank you for having me on. We're very thrilled to be here at Freedom Fest today. I've met a lot of new friends. I think it's been a super successful event. We are a video production and marketing company, publicly traded. We trade over the counter under the symbol VRVR. We have about a half a dozen legacy games that we produced over the last several years. Our big news lately is that we signed up Dog the Bounty Hunter to do a series of video games with him, and we'll talk a little bit about that today.
Yes, my understanding is you brought him here, and that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the video games you've got available to people to download and what it might be like.
Our best game, Mark, especially for your listeners who enjoy virtual reality games, which, of course, require a headset, and there are a number of those out there, Oculus, HTC, Samsung. We crafted a game that was a little counterintuitive to what you see out there. A lot of games on VR are first-person shooter or, you know, pretty violent games, you know, energetic. You get an adrenaline rush. We went the other direction. We have a game called Catch and Release, and it's literally meant to be a chill, calming game that you play at the end of a long day. You are literally sitting in a little fishing boat. You've got your radio by your side. You've got your cooler full of beer. You've got your fishing rod. And you literally can fish for different types of fish on this very nice lake and beautiful background. We've got a bear walking around on the hills outside the lake. And you can literally play it for 5 minutes or 5 hours, depending upon how much downtime you're looking for.
What kind of fish are you getting in this lake? I mean, you could be very specific, find a region, and then only have the fish that are in that particular region, or you could just say these are the most popular fish that are in fresh water in the United States, and or you could just really go crazy and say, you know what, any kind of fish, from whales down to minnows.
So in this case, Mark, you know, being a really VR right now is still in its infancy. So we went fairly simple with what you suggested as the latter. We took a group of fish, you know, big mouth bass, trout, striped bass, stuff that you would find on a freshwater lake, and that's basically what you're fishing for. We are doing a follow-up series of games to it. The one that looks like it's the front runner, we're going to hopefully be able to do a catch-and-release Cabo, where you'll literally be down, you know, on your boat outside of Cabo San Lucas, and you're catching, you know, tuna or swordfish or what, you know, what have you. As your many of your listeners probably know, there are some big tournaments that are held down there. You can win millions of dollars if you come in first, and we're looking very seriously at producing that game. The production run on a game, it can take anywhere. If you really got good coding teams and you're really quick and it's a simple game, we can get something out in 90 to 120 days. It's not unusual, though, for a really good game to take a year to code from start to finish. So no way that Cabo game will be out this year, but we think it could be a lot of fun also. Catch and Release is available on the Steam.com platform. That's where pretty much you go to get any of your virtual reality games. They're all played on a computer, so you download it to your computer as opposed to a mobile app that you're going to get on Google or on Apple that you download to your phone. So Catch and Release, it's highly, highly rated on Steam. We're proud of the game.
I think it's great. It's all the fun without any of the seasickness. And then you have to touch the disgusting, slimy fish. No, God bless them. It's awesome. Tell me about the Dog the Bounty Hunter game. I know the dog was here. I'm just very curious as to what's going on.
So Dog is based out of Castle Rock, Colorado. He's, of course, originally from Hawaii. For those who, you know, millions of people who watched his show for 10 years, better, over 10 years. And we became acquainted with Dog through a mutual friend about a year ago. We thought it would be a really fun, interesting game to replicate what he did in his show. So we're going to do a series of games, and I'll get into that in a moment, but the first primary game, you literally will be Dog, you know, and you'll play this on your phone. It'll be a downloaded mobile app. You'll literally, you know, get in your car. You'll go to, you know, meet the bail bondsman who's got the problem with the guy that didn't show up for his hearing, and Dog needs to go out and collect him. And, you know, then Dog gets the file, and he's got to go talk to, we'll say, the ex-wife or the former business partner or what have you, and try to track down the person that didn't want to show up for court. And it's going to be done with a lot of humor. You know, it's going to be lighthearted. It'll be fun. There'll be a fair amount of action. For those who did watch the show, you know, we're going to do our best to stay true to what happened. You will see episodes in the game that, you know, we're going to pull from some of the things that did happen in the show. So for the avid viewers, they'll see a lot of familiar sights. And we think it's going to be a lot of fun. We're very excited about it. Dog has just been terrific to work with. I can't tell you what a great guy he is. You know, what you see is what you get. He's very compassionate. I was surprised at how well read he is, but just a great guy to work with. And I think the people who have watched him through all the years really know that.
What kind of delivery is there of this video game? I don't know how to say it. I'm not. This isn't my realm, but platform. So it's coming in through Steam. Is Dog coming through Steam?
That game will be downloaded through either the Google Play Store or the Apple environment. So you'll download it on your phone. Right now we anticipate the game will be free to download and play. And of course we're probably going to show you an ad every couple minutes to, you know, that's how we make money. Or you'll have a chance, for instance, to buy a bigger taser or, you know, better tires for your car. Or there will be upgrades available in the game to help you enjoy the gameplay more, but that'll be how we monetize the game. It won't be a long game. You're not going to play this game for 5 hours. You'll play it for maybe 7 to 20 minutes per episode, but then you'll eventually catch who you need to catch, and then you'll be assigned another file to go get another person that needs to be brought to justice.
I bet the dog wishes he could catch a bad guy in 7 to 20 minutes, but that's what video games are like, and it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'd love to be involved in it. I'd like to be one of the bad guys he catches. That'd be so awesome.
You know, Mark, your wish is our command. We'll definitely build you in. Do you have any idea what we're chasing you for?
It's got to be some financial crime, or some freedom of speech violation. Something. It would be fun.
Well, maybe we'll make it a freedom of speech violation. That seems to be a popular area these days. So, I think we can get handcuffs on you before the game is over. So,
it sounds awesome. I love it. You guys are here, by the sounds of it, trying to pump your stock. I mean, get people more aware of what's going on with virtual interactive technologies and the games that you bring into market. Nobody else here is doing the same thing. It's always good to be the one guy in the room doing this thing. Tell me more about that.
You know, the word pump and stock, we probably could avoid that, but that's okay. We're actually very pleased with how our stock has traded during this, shall we say, rough market period. You know, we trade right around the $2.50 price. It's traded as low as a buck and a half, as high as $3.50. You know, our stock's slowly been going up over the last 90 days. We're very pleased with how that has turned out, and we are. We're out telling the company story. We think we're an interesting investment. Right now, if you want to buy into a gaming company, there are literally a half dozen companies, all of whom are household names, EA, Electronic Arts, Activision, Blizzard, but there are not a lot of small company pure plays, and we're one of maybe a handful. The nice thing is, because these are not high budget games that we're producing. For instance, the budget on the dog game, marketing all in, we're probably going to invest $500,000 in the first one. You don't need a lot of gameplay to get that money back and make a profit. So, we're highly leveraged towards being profitable. And if we get lucky and we get a home run, I think that would be reflected in the stock price. So that's what we work for every day. And we are very pleased with how things are going.
Thank you, Stephen. And it's Virtual Interactive Technologies. And what was the stock symbol? Was it VRVR?
It is, Mark, VRVR. We're actually very proud of that symbol. You know, obviously stands for virtual reality. And, I know a lot of folks aren't familiar with how companies get assigned symbols, but we felt we got pretty lucky with that one. So, again, thank you.
Thank you, Stephen.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.